And joining us this morning, the executive director from the United Way of Greater Lorain County, Bill Harper. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bruce.
I'm looking at the website for the United Way, and they have Give, Advocate, Volunteer.
Yes.
Kind of the triumvirate of things that you can do for the United Way, and I guess today we'll talk a little bit about volunteer opportunities.
Well, people, you know, those probably should be in the reverse order, because a lot of times people first get involved with United Way and with our community through volunteering. You know, it's an easy way to give back to the community, and it helps you too, because you feel better about yourself. If maybe your problems don't seem so big all of a sudden because you are helping other people that
and
are
I, and
in
I would
worse shape.
Assume that also helps in the giving part. Sometimes when people are parting with their hard-earned money and that they have, they wonder, where's this money going? How is
right.
it being used? If they see on the sort of productive end of it, they maybe feel more comfortable with something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah, they see the impact that their contribution is having.
And they realize it's right here in our community.
It's right here in our community, right? It's not going far.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the volunteer things. You had a big
Sure.
volunteer day or whatever, day of
we
caring.
Had, yeah, we have these throughout the year. They're great opportunities for people who maybe have been thinking about volunteering or a little hesitant. You know, they can commit to, you know, a few hours on a day. So we had the, with the Lorain County Volunteer Connection, we celebrated the National United Way of Day of Action on June 20th, Saturday. And we did a few things. We had volunteers landscape and paint the welcome lobby at the Elyria Boys and Girls Club, and also the inside hallway of the Horizon Cascade Center. The landscaping was outside. The painting was inside. Yeah. I think I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So that was a lot of fun. And you know, I wanted to thank you guys, too, for helping us to reach out to folks at the International Festival by giving out Live United T-shirts, which, you know, are always in demand.
Right. And, now, I will tell you sometime, it's kind of tough to give out a white T-shirt at an event that's filled with all sorts of sauces and delicious food where people are going to be eating.
But you can look back that day and see everything that you took part of. You know, there's that salsa I had over here, a little barbecue sauce and all that. So, yeah.
But and they also have the Live United the bands that they have.
We do. Yeah, those are, well, you know, kids love those. Well, adults do too.
There was a young boy who was wanting to put it on his ankle. He was like 4 or 5 years old or whatever. And his grandma.
That's kind of scary.
He goes, I want to put it on my ankle. Well, he just, you know, got different limbs. You might as well.
I don't know. Ankle bracelet has a different connotation to me. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now I understand. As you mentioned, you get out in the community. That's one mm-hmm. of the times things you want to do is be visible.
Right, right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've got these volunteer projects coming up that we wanted to let people know about. This week, this Thursday, as a matter of fact, at Second Harvest Food Bank, we have what we call a volunteer orientation plus a project. So people can get oriented. You know, we need to orient people to the volunteer process, how to sign up for volunteer projects. Obviously, we do some screening of volunteers if it involves children, that type of thing. But people can go out to the Second Harvest Food Bank this Thursday, kind of get a taste of one of the flexible volunteer projects we have there, sorting food. We're out there regularly. And also get their new volunteer orientation all at the same time on Thursday, July 9th.
And so that's one of the things that you provide volunteers then for these other organizations that have a
Right.
Need and have a need for bodies or people to do certain tasks.
Yeah, and Second Harvest does a great job with, you know, they recruit their own volunteers. We supplement that with what we do. There are other nonprofit organizations in our community that really don't have the, you know, the staffing, the time to recruit their own volunteers. So that's where we can step in and really help them out with this capacity to do this. So we also have for families, you know, a lot of families want to, young families in particular, you know, they want to show their kids about giving back to the community. So we have these family volunteer parties, and it can be the parents along with kids between the ages of 4 and 12. So it's for the younger kids to get an opportunity to participate in a volunteer opportunity. In this case, they are going to deliver grocery bags to low-income senior citizens, and this is in collaboration with the Lorain County Office on Aging. So these are people that have you know, limited mobility in the community, and we give you an opportunity to actually meet those folks and you know, drop off needed food, grocery bags to them. That's a lot of fun, and the people that receive those grocery bags are, you know, so grateful for what we do for them with the Lorain County Office on Aging.
Now, the fact that you called this at the beginning, you said a party. You used the word party.
Right. So it's a lot. It's meant to say that it's fun. You know, it's fun to do, and there are some activities that are involved with that so that, you know, kids aren't bored with it, that they, you know, really get the idea that this can be fun.
How do you keep them on task? I know with any, start, you bring them and you start and you say, I need you to do this, and you try to give them something that's to their level, but you want to make sure that they
You want it at their level, but you know how kids are. If you give them something to do that they kind of view as an adult activity in terms of, you know, oh, well, I might not be old enough to do that.
Right.
You know, I may not be old enough to pick up a bag of groceries and carry it to the door of this senior citizen. Okay. Give them something to do. They're all for that. Oh, I get to do something that mom and dad normally do? Right. That's cool.
So it kind of gets them involved and shows them the and the surprising benefit that becomes of it, whether they get greeted by somebody who brings the food at the door that they see,
right,
or the response of another individual who are grateful to them.
Exactly. And, you know, our children obviously don't always listen to what they say, but they always pay attention to what we do. And just by showing what good behavior is in the community, being a part of the community, being a volunteer, it really can have an influence on that child.
And I assume your volunteers kind of grow that way. You kind of cultivate volunteers through volunteer work. It kind of builds upon itself.
Yeah, people really get hooked on the volunteer experience. It makes them feel better about themselves. Their problems don't seem so big. And, you know, you just feel like you're part of the community. And you meet interesting people, too. You know, I've always met really interesting people when I volunteer.
But not all that time talking. You can't spend all your time talking with the people.
Well, you know me, I'm a jabberbox.
Yeah, so. We are talking this morning with Bill Harper, Executive Director from the United Way of Greater Lorain County, about volunteer opportunities. What else things are happening for this?
Well, the one I really wanted to emphasize, which is a lot of fun and we need help right now, is Challenger Baseball. Now, Challenger Baseball, it's a place where kids with special needs get a chance to come together as a team and be cheered on by everyone. And so volunteers assist players, and these players are all youth with disabilities, with fielding, batting, running the bases throughout the game. It is a blast to do. And that's every Sunday in July. And gosh, if you just want to put a smile on your face, get involved with Challenger Baseball, and we need volunteers as soon as we can get them to help out with that.
So you kind of get to be a part of a team when you're doing
it. Get to be a part of the team. So you're assisting these children and with disabilities to actually experience what it's like to play baseball. You know, they might not be able to run, so you assist them with that. Or perhaps they don't have the skill, you know, to get the ball, but you help them to experience what it's like.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And then I also wanted to mention on July 26th from 3 to 4 at the United Way office, we have a new volunteer orientation. So for folks that just want to, you know, stick their toe in the water, get oriented and eligible to volunteer according to their schedule, because we've got an ongoing schedule, they can go through this one-hour session and learn about Lorain County Volunteer Connection and United Way. And no commitment beyond that, but just get registered so that as opportunities come up and you feel like doing it, you can go ahead and do it.
So once you're kind of in the system, then different things pop up, then you can just quickly be a part of it.
Right. And you can go to our website for all this stuff. It's uwlorainecounty.org. Click on the volunteer tab and go from there. Or if you want to call our office at 277-6530. You can do that, too.
And did you want to give a little tease or preview?
I will say that
around here at WEOL, I know it's summertime, but we've already started to assemble our forecast magazine for the fall football season.
Isn't that right?
All the school schedules together. So we are trying to think a little bit ahead, and you're doing that too, right?
Yeah, we are. We have our campaign kickoff on Friday, August 21st. Friday, August 21st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mike Bass Ford in Sheffield Village. And one of the things we've done in the past is we've filled a bus with school supplies as part of that effort. And that's actually going to start on August the 6th at the Crushers game at All Pro Freight Stadium, where you guys will be doing a live remote there as well as part of that activity. And then throughout the month, the bus will be parked at the Abbeywood Senior Living Place in Elyria. and people can drop off supplies there. So we're going to be bringing school supplies in for the upcoming school season, so school year.
All right. Right now, there are some trees in some forest somewhere being felled to supply number two pencils for people, I guess, around the world.
Yes. You always need to, you know, were you compulsive like that? I had to have those two sharpened number two pencils with me, like at all times.
And truth be told, since yesterday, I've started walking around with a pencil. I've been using a pencil instead of a pen for the last
year. Well, that's probably more sustainable, do you think?
Exactly.
I
sure.
don't know.
I just
throwing all this
actually,
plastic
I just couldn't
out.
Find my pen, and that's all I had left. Was the pencil.
That's really old school.
Yes.
Now, with your pencil, did you run out of graphite first, or did you run out of eraser first?
I was known sometimes to use, you know, and it was a lucky nub, you know.
Yes,
you know, You
get
a good-sized pencil that doesn't give you a little bit of a callus, you know, that you're holding and you use. Now, I was not one of the chewers, so if you see bite marks.
Oh, yeah.
And I hated that when I gave someone has to borrow a pencil, I give them the pencil, and then they give it back to me, and they'd be like their incisors.
That's just gross.
Well, some people just...
They do it. They can't help it.
Yep. But we appreciate you coming in, Bill.
Oh, my pleasure. Good to see
you. Anything else you need to share with us this morning?
No, that's it. Hope everybody's having a good summer.
Yep. Getting right now, I will say that I was sorry that we were... You actually said school. You brought up school. I was talking about the fall and the kickoff of the campaign.
Yeah, school. Yeah.
And we know the benefit of stuffing the bus for the school supplies, but that just makes the summer go a little bit quicker when you start.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a lot ahead of us. Yes. You know, we've got all these Crushers games. We've got, obviously, the county fair is going to be coming up eventually. But
great activity still for plenty of summertime and. Sometimes for volunteers. And I wonder if summertime, maybe people are going away vacation, if your volunteers kind of drop or go, or is there an ebb and flow?
It can be tougher because there are a lot of competing, you know, activities. But then again, people take staycations, you know, stay around home. And if you want to spice that up a little bit, you're home with your kids.
Right.
You know, let's face it, by the middle of summer, sometimes kids get kind of bored.
Right.
Do a family activity, volunteering, and share with your kids what it's like to be part of a community.
Yeah. And one thing about volunteering, when you're done volunteering, you know you spent your time doing something. You not only physically feel it sometimes, depending if it's a lot of those kind of physical activities, but it's also, you can see a result. It gives you something, as opposed to the end of the day,
thinking,
what did I do today? Not a whole lot, but if you knew that you helped somebody volunteering.
You got a smile on your face for days after. Right. Absolutely.
Again, if people want to find out more about volunteer opportunities, where's the best place?
Go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org, or call us at 277-6530.
Bill Harper with United Way of Greater Lorain County. Thanks for stopping in this
morning.
Thanks,
Bruce. Good to see you.